The name of the new venture is Win-Win, as in win for the customers and win for all 8 founders of the coffee shop and bar planned for 9th and Spring Garden Streets. The group is still clearing out what was a Thai restaurant 5 years ago, complete with a mirrored wall and chunky 60s-era bar.
I can't tell you how many friends I have that work in food service industry and, basically just clock in, clock out. I think that part of what this model really supports is that each of the workers and the partners are doing it out of a labor of love.
That's Alden Towler, who currently works in the kitchen of a farm-to-table restaurant. 7 of the 8 partners have worked in food service jobs.
People in the bar have a lot of experience putting together draft lists and cocktails. People in coffee, have been doing this for a long time, so they really know what they're doing.
His colleague, Lainey Belmont, who for 3 years operated a food truck called Yumtown, talks about this division of labor as the group's communal resume.
Having the headache spread among 8 people is an immediate relief.
The team also includes an architect and a veteran developer.
When 5 people in their 20s come to a guy like me who's 60 and say, "Do you want to be in this club?" I couldn't say no.
Kevin Gillen says he's glad he said yes. Win-Win business meetings, he adds, have a different vibe than any he's attended in his 35 years in construction.
It's got this very aspirational kind of drive to it that's sort of up in the clouds, but at the same time, I feel like we have this really strong foundation.
In addition to the cooking, the bartending, and coffee brewing, the Win-Win Collective will do the renovations themselves. They hope to open the doors June 1st. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.